Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Ooh, welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in one more time on this Friday for the Mark Cox Morning Show. Mark Cox, is he back next week? I believe he is, isn't
Monday.
He?
Monday. Yep.
So exciting.
Sending pictures of us right to us right
so
now.
So many, I'm sure, memories to share of this trip. It'll be a must-listen-to show on Monday. Kim, what's going on with this breaking news downtown? You said there's an officer-involved shooting near City Hall.
So what I'm seeing on Fox 2 is that two people are involved with the officer. It sounds like the officer may have shot at least one or two of the people. So there's a bunch of cop cars that are lined up there in the area of Market and 14th. So that's right outside City Hall. So just a heads up, if you're coming downtown for work or something else today, that area is likely going to be closed off for a while. We initially heard that the 14th exit, if you're going eastbound on 64, was shut down. But I think we're working to try to confirm that.
Right. Okay. So I'm sure more news will come out of this here soon. And hopefully we get it here. And as soon as we find something new, we'll let you know that could be impacting your ability to travel and do things downtown. And just as a breaking news story, you want to know what's going on. So we'll keep you updated on that. All right. Let's take a look at this shortlist.
The Mark Cox shortlist.
They need to put him in jail for 30 days. And they can see how what it's like to be woke in jail.
What about deporting non-citizen students if they're convicted?
Send them home.
Oh, you woke, huh? Could you imagine what they say when they find out? Oh, you woke, huh? What's like the first thing they say to someone in jail when they find, oh, you woke, huh? We'll see how woke you are. That's not going to be a rude awakening for some of these people if they're ever confronted with that.
It's up
you
to
know,
the woman.
My belief is we should leave it to the woman. We shouldn't have government involved.
Even if it's full term.
Even if it's full term.
That is quite the stance from RFK Jr. on abortion. Even if it's full term, even if it's full term. I think the main takeaway is RFK's a bigger feminist than Vice President Kamala Harris, who wouldn't go that far, but RFK really is for women's rights. He's even for full-term abortion, which is even out-liberaling the liberals right now.
Now, some people say Joe Biden is doing this for his re-election, which would be bad enough. It would also, I have to add, be grounds for impeachment under the Democrats' Trump-Ukraine standard.
That is Senator Tom Cotton withholding aid to Israel. If there was the same standard that you held Donald Trump to, and being that it is election related, maybe because you're getting heat from your own party, and then you start changing how you're going to support Israel even after Congress votes the funds through. So withholding aid to Israel would be very similar to Trump-Ukraine standard, which by the Democrat standard means Joe Biden should go through impeachment hearings for that. Now, obviously, I don't think anyone wants to do that. But it just goes to show you the double standard, the hypocrisy of the Democratic Party.
Your problem is from the left. It's not from the right. It's from within our country. That's a bigger in my opinion, a bigger danger than China or Russia.
That is a lot to unpack from Donald Trump. And I think you can make arguments both ways. And his argument that left is a bigger danger than China or Russia. I don't know if that's technically true, but you're talking about your day-to-day operations, things you encounter mostly in your life. You're not going to be faced up against China one-on-one, but you are going to be faced up against some pretty bad crime in St. Louis.
Yeah, I think it
depends
on...
By the left.
I think it depends on how you would define that word, because I think you're right. In different circumstances, one could be considered more than the other.
And I think on a big scale, little scale, whatever it may be, if you're Donald Trump, I understand where he's coming from. You know, you're being prosecuted through the judicial system unjustly. A lot of people agree with that. And I think that when you're in those shoes, you'd probably feel the exact same way when someone stood up to Russia, someone that stood up to China. And now he's like, wow, I mean, I am being eaten from the inside by the Democratic left right now. So I can see where he's coming from that perspective. I understand what he's saying. Could be debated. I think it's a worthwhile debate. There's another thing that you've been talking about in the news, Kim, is the introduction of the expired temp tag drivers. What a ridiculous, stupid idea, honestly. City of St. Louis definitely has issues with people not paying their temporary tags or even bothering with tags whatsoever. They just forgo them altogether. So the idea is we're going to loan you money so you can get tags and register it, and then you'll pay us back. Let me just say this real quick. And does anyone believe that there will be any mechanism in place to collect repayments here? Because the city don't even like collecting money from deadbeat dads. Like, you can be totally neglect for your own children, and they'll say things like, oh, it's a debtor's prison. We don't want to punish someone because they can't pay the obligation of taking care of their children, so they won't punish them. Or, oh, the guy's got 20 speeding tickets or 20 parking tickets or 20 whatever tickets, moving violations. Oh, you know, we don't want to stop his ability to go to work, so we're going to just let him go. This is what's going to happen. And there's a 99% certainty. They're going to give this money out, and there's going to be zero expectation of any repayment. They're going to make it sound like it's a repayment, but it's not. It's a lot of your money that could be going to places that it's really needed, but now it's going to be cycled through to people that don't pay their obligations, never will pay their obligations. And you, as someone that takes care of your family, takes care of your obligations, pays your taxes, pays the registration fees, does things the legal way, you're the one that looks like a fool now because of programs like this.
Yeah, I agree. I think that there are maybe a very small number of people in the city of St. Louis who don't have their tags up to date in insurance because they feel like they can't afford it. But I would venture to say that the majority of the reasons why they're not is because they don't care. They don't care that if you give them the money, they're not going to pay it back. And the city of St. Louis is going to have one heck of a time trying to allocate resources to try to track this down. And it's not like it's, you know, tons and tons of money, but it's still money that they're using. I just think it's a joke. I think that they just try to come up with all these solutions thinking that this is going to be the right thing. But again, it's a change of the heart. And that's a really hard thing to do, to make people want to do the right thing and care.
This is kind of absurd, the idea that part of this money is going to, and this is what they say, well, then they'll be insured. It'll be better because when they do commit a crime or hit you or hit and run or whatever, if we do get to find them, at least there's insurance there. So, you know, that maybe could help in that sense. It's so fun. The city is discussing and they're finding plans to pick up the lack of insurance that you're required to have as a motorist, a driver, as someone that is operating a motor vehicle. So they're going to say, we're going to pick up the slack for all these people that are breaking the law. And on top of that, we're going to say, guess what? If you continue to break the law, we'll continue to pick up your slack. And all these other people that are paying their taxes, that are paying for their own insurance, that are getting things titled the proper way, they're not getting any of their slack picked up.
Right.
But the city's going to go out of their way to pick up the slack for all these people that are breaking the law.
For the slackers. And keep in mind, too, how much are they going to continue doing this for years and years and years? Because let's just say you agree to pay insurance costs for 6 months to help somebody, quote unquote, get on their feet, right? Get back on their feet. Okay, well, guess what? When that money runs out, it's not like they're probably going to be like, all right, I'm ready to pick it up. Let's go. They're probably going to end their policy. So unless you were involved in an accident in the short window that this government, the city government is paying for it, it doesn't really matter. It's a moot point.
Yeah, I don't want to be a co-signer to these deadbeats. I want them to pay what they're obligated to pay, take care of the things they're obligated to take care of. If not, they don't have that privilege of getting a motor vehicle. And why would, and someone that's not doing this any, why would they trust the city? Like, why would they come forward and saying, there's no repercussion already for me? Like, I'm still allowed to drive. I'm just going to ignore it and it's going to go away. Why would I go to the city and say, okay, I'm going to start paying you money now? Because you're not going to punish me anyway. Yeah, right. Why would they do that? And then now they're going to be under on the radar of the people, and they're going to be able to be logged and tracked by the city. Why would they?
Yep, you're right. I don't think they're going to want
that. They're not
going
to want to do that either. It's so stupid. It's stupid all the way around. And it's such a backwards way that the city of St. Louis and a lot of these Democratic-run cities just handle things. It's such a backwards way of handling it. And they try to make it sound like it's a benefit when really it's not. When we come back, we're going to try to follow a little bit more of what's going on downtown. We'll bring you any updates that we may find there. And I think that Donald Trump may be speaking before his trial. We'll see if we can catch a few words of that, too. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. And that shooting on Market and 14th, a lot of police presence is what social media is saying. They got a couple of ambulances out there. I really don't see any other news about that other than some of the initial reportings that something is going on and there's just a lot of police out there.
It looks like, according to First Alert 4, two people were shot at North 14th and Market around 7:35. One of the people shot not conscious or breathing. The other one was conscious and breathing when officers arrived. So they're saying, they're calling it an officer-involved shooting because they're saying at some point an officer fired a gun, but they're not all, it's not clear if anyone was shot by the officer or if those people had already shot at each other. No one really knows that, or at least they're not reporting that yet. They're just saying that outside City Hall, there's this large police presence, so that area is going to be shut down for a little bit. But it looks like Sue was mentioning to me, she can see on the cameras that the exit that we initially thought was closed, which was the eastbound, the 14th Street exit, if you're going eastbound on 64, that does appear to be open.
Mm.
And you'll probably just be cut off when you get closer to City Hall.
Yeah, I guess you can't see anything out your window there, could you? Anything at all?
Mm-mm.
It's kind of pointed close to it, but not quite. You're pretty far out. Yeah, all right, we'll continue to monitor that. And former President Donald Trump is due back in court. There was a chance he would say a few things before he enters. It doesn't look like he's been there yet, but we are
here
monitoring.
Here he comes.
Oh, okay. Let's see what he has to say. Looks like Fox News is about to join it live, too. Let's find out.
He's walking towards his spot.
Okay.
So thank you very much. On Saturday, we have a tremendous rally, and I hope you're all going to be there. It's in Wildwood, New Jersey. There's going to be a big crowd, and we're going to be saying a lot. We'll be able to campaign on Saturday. And nevertheless, we have a horrible gag order that shouldn't be allowed. It's never been on. Nothing like this has ever happened. What you're witnessing is a first. I have some articles that came out this morning. Jonathan Turley, the predominant question in the Manhattan hush money trial of former President Donald Trump is not one of guilt, but something far more basic. Is the District Attorney Alvin Bragg's case a joke? Is it a prank? Is it a farce? On Thursday, the answers became clear. It's all of the above, but it's also an abominable abuse of our justice system and a wretched assault on the rule of law. It's Jonathan Turley, and it just goes on and finishes, although it's a long story that's brutal about this case. This case is highly unconstitutional. It's presided over by a very conflicted judge. Conflicted like I've never seen before. He refuses to take himself off the case, and it should be a mistrial. Their objective, of course, was to humiliate and smear Trump with a gossipy tale of sex that had nothing to do with the criminal charges at issue. Had nothing.
And, of course, it froze.
Bit of a freeze.
He might be out. That's okay. So we kind of get the gist. It's what we've heard many times before these proceedings. He'll come out, say something similar, reading the headlines. Jonathan Turley, someone I really respect and like, and I think he is right on when it comes to his analysis of what's going on there. So we'll monitor that too and see what happens in today's trial. Oh boy, just another day. It's quite the year, isn't it?
I mean,
so much going on.
He's right. I mean, the details that she brought up about this supposed, you know, sexual encounter that they had years ago has nothing to do with the case. Really, because I mean, this is about falsifying records. This is about bank records. It doesn't matter what kind of pajamas he was supposedly wearing or what position or, I mean, seriously, all the details that Stormy Daniels unleashed the other day during her testimony are completely irrelevant.
Yeah.
And they should not, the judge should not allow have allowed that, which is why the defense team tried to say this should be a mistrial.
Yeah, and part of it, I think, is just they want to do this because they hate the man. They really hate Donald Trump. And so much of it is meant to be under the impression that it's just strictly legal, as in it's just strictly criminal. But it, no, it's because they absolutely despise and hate the man. And the reason why they're acting the way that they're acting and proceeding the way that they're proceeding, I think there plays a big part in it. And I also think it may be nearly impossible to find some of these different operatives that have been paid in order to try to campaign against him or take him down are also now part of the criminal trial, the side of it. That, see, these things are all very, very shady and questionable. And though it may be nearly impossible to find someone impartial when it comes to, you know, a president per se, it may be an impossibility to try to find anyone that would be able to look at this impartially. But still, it just goes to show you that it plays a part in what we're seeing playing out here. Yeah, there's some other things I wanted to get to, but I know Ryan Wiggins is coming up after the break. You know, I filled in for Annie Fry on Wednesday, and I did some AI Ryan Wiggins songs. And you know what Ryan Wiggins said? He's like, you know what? Just for you, because you did the AI songs, I'm not going to hold back during my Friday appearance, which gives the impression that he may be holding back on you every other week.
Wow, I'm ready for this then.
So we better really lay into Ryan Wiggins here and figure out what he meant by that. Buckle up indeed. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Don't go anywhere. Thanks to all the people that have been watching online. I'm just always blown away by the video viewing audience online. It's so cool to see all those things. So many people responding on Twitter, at Ryan Recker, if you want to find me on there. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost, all backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
But here we are working. We don't want to, but here we are for your entertainment. And we even drag in someone else to entertain you.
It's Wiggins! Oh, Wiggins! Are you not
there
entertained?
It is.
Hey, Ryan Wiggins. For everyone. Hello.
How are you?
So you kind of teased that we were going to talk about the AI. I don't think you intended to talk about AI there, but everybody in the studio is like, oh, did you bring the AI? I'm like, no. That's on the podcast. You have to go get the podcast from Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's probably in the recorded and saved somewhere on the system. They want to hear it, but it is there. I thought it turned out really good.
I mean, I did too.
It gets stuck in my head. I'll sing it. Like, I'll be in the bathroom. I'll be in the shower.
Thank you.
Lathering up, and I'll sing the Wiggins song.
Yeah, good to know. Like, if you're on the toilet singing, I was like, this is weird. If you're washing your hands, I'm like, it's getting there. If you're in the shower, it's okay.
That is funny. It's like you have to be in the shower for it to be
better acoustics.
You can't sing while you're
better
pooping.
Acoustics, that's right.
That's so weird.
So you're telling me that when you're in the shower, you just don't have some of your best thoughts and ideas?
No, I absolutely
do. It just happens.
Do. That's where you get your thinking done. That's why I take such long showers.
Why do guys, everything guys do, it just is long.
Thank you.
Except getting ready.
What are you
joking? Okay, that's it. It's getting ready. You're right. You beat us there.
Yeah.
Honestly, like I think about like shower time. When you got kids, it's like the place where they can't bother you. And if there was a way to like put a hot tub in there, I need one of those old like jet tubs, which they don't really put into. They don't put those into a lot of homes lately.
Like, oh, right.
They got.
Yeah. This isn't the content I brought, but the showers that I'm seeing, I'm getting ads, and I don't know if I'm like at the right age, and the algorithm's like,
we're all gonna get ads now if we talked about it.
Yeah, but there's some ad that's popping up whenever I'm on Twitter that's showing like a full body shower, like it hits you from multiple sides, and I'm going
all over the place.
Oh my gosh, where
would
is this?
Feel
been?
Great.
Yeah,
I think that would hurt.
I know.
Well, I don't think that you have to have it like on full pressure.
Fire hose.
It hurts.
Super soaker 50.
Yeah, we got to turn up to 10. That's just the way it is.
10 or nothing.
Ah! Why did I do this?
So these are all the.
It's Friday.
This is topics for Wiggins America this weekend?
Yeah, we're going to talk about this. I mean, we weren't, but now we will. No, I actually brought in an article that's five examples of how Congress wastes money amid inflation. So remember that this is why you're paying more for everything. As it is, 6.1, just for the in case you're curious, in 2023, the federal government spent $6.1 trillion, okay? Mm-hmm. And they were a little short on how much they took in of your tax money, so there was a $1.7 trillion deficit.
Oh, just a little short.
Yeah, I mean, just a little bit. It's only $1.7 trillion among friends. But... So here are some of the ways that that tax money and that debt is being spent. I just thought you'd be interested to know. Number one, $45 million for a diversity and inclusion scholarship in Burma.
Perfect.
Also known as Myanmar. Yeah. Now, just to be clear, that we want more diversity and inclusion in Burma.
Who approved this?
So, like, this is something that's a top priority for all of us, I understand. But $45 million seems like a hefty price to pay. I think if I were in Burma, I'd be like, yes, diversity inclusion, $45 million for college. I'll do whatever you want.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they're spending it on. Ugh.
So that's number one. Number two, $3 million for girl-centered climate action in Brazil.
But how do they define a girl?
That's a great question. That's a great question. Now, Ketanji Brown-Jackson doesn't know how to do that.
She's not a biologist, Ryan.
Yeah.
They don't mess around down there. That's a whole different thing. They'll know. They'll tell you. They'll know.
They're going to switch like the Boy Scouts to make that more inclusive. Just people, climate, whatever the group was.
Yeah. So this is girl-centered climate action in Brazil. Again, $3 million. Now these are drops in the bucket I get compared to $6.1 trillion that they spent. $3 million is like, who cares? But I do think it's important for us to take a step back every now and then and be like, what would $3 million do in my life? Like, these aren't small things in people's lives because they are actually still taking that money from you. So I get that it's a little bit when it comes to the big budget, but that $3 million does actually come from your budget. Number three, $125 million to racialize public health. This has to do with the CDC and the National Network of Public Health Institutes threatened to further damage the already frayed relationship between public health groups and the American people. It says the network's racial justice competency model is what they are spending this $125 million.
How do you
on.
Racialize that? Like, what does that even mean?
It's some sort of addressing inequities in health and the medical system that's rooted in critical race theory, ultimately. So I don't know exactly how this is playing out once they use it, but that is what it's for, is addressing inequities in the medical system.
I feel really good about this.
These are, if you notice a theme here, one, two, and three all have to do with basically demographic boxes. They're not really science-based. And this is stuff that you question why the government's getting involved with anyway. Number four. And there's just five here, so we're almost done. $573,000 to anti-Israel groups fighting disinformation. Now, you may be surprised to hear that key members of this group, which is a Virginia-based group called MENA Action, have parroted their own disinformation while trying to, of course, fight disinformation. Which, for some reason, tends to happen with these disinformation groups. Isn't that amazing?
This is like Inception. My brain hurts.
Right. You got to go a couple layers deeper, and then you'll get there, Kim. The next one and last one is $288,000. Again, a little drop in the bucket, no big deal, but still $288,000 of your money coming out for diverse bird watcher groups. So not only are they spending this money on bird watcher groups, but they want to make sure, again, that there's equity within the bird watcher groups.
How do you, is it advertising? How do you even, we're going to force you to watch birds. Like, and we're going to pay you to watch birds so we're more diverse. How does that even, where did the money go for something like that?
Yeah, well, I'll explain. It says the National Science Foundation approved this grant, this $288,000, for having ornithological societies, which is apparently bird aficionados, create affinity groups based on identity characteristics. So I am among
those.
So
segregation?
Yes.
Bird watchers?
Yes. So you can't just get together. You can't just have bird watching in common. You also have to sit with people who look like you to watch the birds.
I thought it was that they wanted people of all races to get to have an equal outcome of the amount of birds they see. Like, you can't just have an equal opportunity to see all the birds, but all the races have to have, they have to be able to see the same birds.
Yeah, well,
equal
I don't
outcome.
Know. I don't know once they separate the racial groups who are watching the birds, whether they tell one group, you know what, why don't you go sit under there
you've
under
seen
the canopy
all the birds.
Of trees.
You've met your quota. Yeah. We're going to release some other cardinals because this group, the white people over here, the black people have not seen the cardinals, the white people have. We're going to need to release some cardinals for them.
It's back to high school lunches, man. I don't know what the heck. Yeah, go ahead.
How about, you know, you talk about all these millions and millions of dollars that are just being wasted, but what's up with all of the unaccounted for money in like the Pentagon and some of these other budgets where they appropriate this money and then it just goes unaccounted for, trillions and billions of dollars worth of money?
Well, that's,
isn't that something?
That's always. And that's the problem, is that you elect these people and we're so ideologically divided that these things should be like top news stories. But we can't decide, like, what a boy is. And so we're definitely not focused on littler things like, where did this money go? Like, there's so many things that a functioning government would have accountability for that we're so far beyond because we're arguing over even just, like, basic things. And it's very disappointing.
So I just had to look up this stat real quick. So the last audit of the Pentagon that was conducted and released in December of last year says they can't account for $3.5 trillion worth of its assets, unaccounted for.
$3.5 trillion
in assets, unaccounted for.
That seems a little high.
That makes birdwatching money look like nothing.
I think the government should have to do the Dave Ramsey five-step method or whatever.
Too.
They should have to have little envelopes with the cash in it.
Yeah.
They can't do anything charging to a credit card. In fact, they have to cut up all the credit cards.
Secretary of the Treasury.
Yeah, I'm telling
Dave
you,
Ramsey.
They need to go through Dave Ramsey.
it's funny because if you listen to Del Walmsley on our radio, he talks negatively about Dave Ramsey a lot because he's like, look, Dave Ramsey is like economics 101. You want to be a little higher than that. But you're right, Kim. We need economics 101
yes.
in government because we're way beyond.
101 might be too, seriously, that might be too advanced for the government.
Remedial.
We might need, before that.
Yeah.
Well, they have to dumb it down. You know who started following Dave Ramsey recently was Joe Biden, and he said, I'm going to start using the Dave Ramsey method, and I'm going to not release these funds to Israel, which might be a major
mistake. To save money, right? Because you know what? The envelope that he had for that particular was gone. So he just couldn't spend it.
Just disappeared. He didn't know where it went. You know, I saw this one story, and honestly, I am shocked. It's sometimes hard to shock me, but I am shocked by a recent development that happened in the news, which I want to bring up to you guys coming up after. You tell me if you're as shocked as I am. As we get ready to wrap up the show, Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Whoa! Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Riker filling in.
I know it said but the bad word.
It did. Uh-huh. Well, we have this last segment here, and I saw this one story that really I am very surprised about, actually. And I wanted to know if you're as surprised as I am. In Virginia, the Shenandoah County School Board voted 5-1 in favor of removing the names of two schools that were stripped from Confederate generals. So the Mountain View High School will revert back to Stonewall Jackson High School, and Honey Run Elementary School will revert back to Ashby Lee Elementary School. So essentially, when they were going through all of the tear down the statues and rename the schools, I never could have imagined they would revert back to the Confederate names they were once.
I wouldn't
either.
Does
that surprise you?
Yeah, it does surprise me. I didn't think we'd ever see this happen. It's surprising because you know that they're going to take heat for, well, you're just trying to support old Confederacy stuff. But you know that's also not why they're changing back. They're changing back because they may not even know who this Ashby general is. I don't know who he is. Mm-hmm. But they want to change back because they're just defying the cultural movement. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's part of it. And if you went to that school, you're still calling it Stonewall Jackson School, right? You're not calling it by anything else. It's like when they rename any type of venue, you're still going to call it by what it was
Riverport.
Once called.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Riverport. I was
thinking the same thing.
Well, it's like the sports teams that everyone was all upset with their names and wanting them to change their names. Like, when is enough enough on this? You know, all this PC nonsense.
And when you're doing a story or you're watching the game, you're like, oh, it's the Cleveland Indians. Nope, not anymore. Then they get mad. No, it's the Guardians. You're not allowed to say, or the Washington Redskins. Oh, not allowed to say that. It's the Washington unnamed team at first. And the Washington Guardians, is it?
Commanders.
But Commanders, that's right. Yeah, whatever. I know them by what I know them by. And when you change something like that, like, okay, what high school did you go to? You're going to say a name. No one knows. You're like, oh, yeah, Stonewall Jackson. Oh, yeah, I know that. I think part of it just has to do with that's what everyone knows it by. And it's just what people are comfortable with.
Well, yeah. I mean, that kid who was he suspended for saying in an essay or something, illegal aliens or something like that?
Oh, no.
I saw this. I didn't read it, but mm-hmm. I saw the headline. It's not the same area, is it?
No, I don't think so. But it just like goes to show. It's like that's actually like that's what the term is, illegal alien. But he just said it, and it was so offensive that they felt the need to this poor young kid like suspended or expelled or something crazy.
Oh man, you know if my kid was ever expelled or suspended for saying something like that using a term that's totally fine, this is what I would do. I would give him. Let him live his best life so all the other kids are jealous that he's out of school living his best life and they're in there sitting in the classroom. Be like, listen, kid, we're going to Disneyland. we're going to go have some fun. And I'll be so proud of him for standing up for something like that.
Yeah, I'm going to take you to the parking lot of your old school and you're just going to face plant into a chocolate fountain. Just to show everybody, because that would be the best. That's the dream.
We're gonna
right?
do donuts.
That would be a dream.
just sitting under a chocolate.
That's
fountain.
What I've thought about wanting to do. That
Me
exact
too.
Thing.
Yeah, pretty much anything from the original Willy Wonka.
I just watched one of the Willy Wonka. Isn't there a new one that just came out?
Yes,
there
that
is.
That was the one I watched. It was good.
Was
Wonka.
It?
Timothy
Chalamet. Oh, yes.
Wonka.
It was really great. What's his face? Not Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant. Thank you. It's one
is
of the
Oompa Loompa.
Is the Oompa Loompa. He's adorable as an Oompa Loompa.
It's a musical.
It's great. I don't typically love musicals when they're a TV setting. I like them if I'm going to like the Fox Theater, but I was a fan of this movie.
So we watched the old Wonka with my kids with Gene Wilder, which is a fantastic movie.
It's scary.
But my kids, we were like, oh, my kids are going to love this, but there's scary parts. And so that was 2-3 years ago that we watched that. And they still are like, I don't know about that movie. So the new one came out, and we're like, hey, let's watch the new Wonka. We'll rent it. You know, it spends $20 on it or whatever, and rent it from home. And they're like, hey, well, I don't know. We're like, no, this is the same
is
movie.
Is the bad man going to be scary?
Yeah, this is the prequel. This is a different story. And they're like, maybe we could just watch Paw Patrol again. Like, no, not again.
Well, Paw Patrol.
He is an indentured servant for a long time in the movie.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
This is not the Wonka I was expecting, Carl.
No, it's weird. He's actually a prisoner for a long time.
That's
Wait,
weird.
Wonka's a prisoner?
Wonka's a prisoner, yes. You feel bad for him.
And he escapes every single night to make chocolate.
So what does he do? He imprisons Oompa Loompa labor?
Big Chocolate has him imprisoned.
Oh,
really?
Interesting.
Do they do they name the brand? Is it an American brand in Pennsylvania?
No.
Hershey, Pennsylvania. Have you ever been to Hershey, Pennsylvania?
No,
the street lights are Hershey Kisses. It's cool.
I want to go.
Yeah,
it looks
neat.
Cool. But now with this new news that Carl's sharing, I'm not sure.
Well, I mean,
but
this
Kim did describe it accurately.
St. Louis City has all this money they're giving out to people to build tiny homes for the homeless who have pets. I mean, they could probably build us like a chocolate river. We should put that in the suggestion box for Tashara Jones.
Oh, don't drink
Jones.
That water. Trust me.
It look like chocolate. Don't
do it. Or if the unhoused Bill of Rights would have gone through, they would have had one whether they liked it or not.
Kim walks up to a homeless encampment. Hey, chocolate river. Everybody, have a ladle.
Come on, everybody. Come on.
Strawberries.
Oh, no.
And that's how you end it before Mark gets back.
Okay, Mark Cox will be back on Monday, and this is what he'll be walking in on. What happened? Why am I getting all these messages about a chocolate river? Wiggins America, Saturday from 6 to 8, right here on this radio station. Andy Fry Show a little bit later here in a few more hours. Thanks, Wiggins, for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Yeah, hosting Andy Fry Show today, too, so stick around.
Cool. Awesome. All right, I'm Ryan Recker, and have a great weekend. We'll see you. Thank you for having me.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.